Hello, welcome to The Beauty of Ayurveda with me, your host, Anita Kaushal. Uncharacteristically, you can probably hear the birds chirping in the trees. It's because I'm sitting in the extraordinary surroundings of Ananda in the Himalayas. It's just bliss here. It is, as the name suggests. And I've been lucky enough to have 14 days here. But for those of you that haven't, firstly, I say come and visit. But secondly, I've been really fortunate to have lessons with Mathu, who is the yoga teacher here. And for all our benefit, he's going to talk you through a Dinacharya routine that you can all adopt in your homes so that you have a happier, healthier life. So over to Mathu.
Namaskar, I'm Muthu, yoga instructor from the Ananda Himalayas. I'm the senior yoga instructor here. Today I would like to talk about the good routine to make you for better health and well-being. Now we have to understand, are we connected to the nature? The first question. If yes, that's good, sounds good. If no, how to know that whether you are connected to the nature or not? So there is a biological rhythm, the circadian rhythm. What it says? Basically, when you wake up, you look at the birds. It will wake up at before sunrise and move around and bring the foods, and it will give to their children and go back to the nest when the sunset is. This is the biological rhythm. That's what we had earlier. Right now we missed it because of the modern technology and we are moving towards something else. So what we have to do? We have to just keep ourselves very active and energized through some of the practices that will help you to make your happiness and the peace and bring the calmness at the end of the day. Coming to the point of the routine, how the routine should be. So first thing, you have to keep in mind, always make sure that you have to wake before sunrise. That is one of the magical and the important practice which helps you to more energized, because the sun is the spreading the pranic energy, the life force. Without sun, no flowers, no grains, nothing, no vegetables. So sun is the source of all the energy. So we have to receive the energy through the practice of waking up early before the sunrise. And if you can able to possible to look at the sunrise, the rising sun, that will be very much helpful to you. It is good for your eyes as well as. And the rays of the sunrise is good for your skin, the vitamin D. Then coming to the point of practices. So you start your day with a gentle, simple mantra chanting if you know any mantras. Maybe if you don't know any mantras, close your eyes and take a deep breath in and chant the mantra Om. Om. Om is very important mantra into the yoga. If you don't know any meditation, you can chant as Om as a meditation 21 times every day morning. So when you wake up in the morning, that is a time where your mind is in between the state of subconscious and unconscious. This is the time you have to connect yourself with the higher consciousness. We can say it is a God, or it is a Brahman, or it is a Supreme or Ultimate, whatever it is. So at those time, you have to take a positive resolution, positive affirmation, what you want to achieve in your life. Maybe you wanted to achieve better health and well-being. Maybe you wanted to achieve something in your business. Maybe you wanted to come out from the distressful life, lead a happy life. It might be anything. So what you want to achieve in your life, take some positive affirmation and keep mentally repeating to yourself 3 times. Okay. Then keep chanting the mantra Om, or if you know any breathing techniques or any meditation, it's a short form of the practice. 15 minutes in your bed only. Then clean up yourself, cleansing the bowel and detoxifying yourself, and you start the practice with asanas. Now I would like to explain what is yoga, what is asanas. Yoga, which means yoga hai chitta vritti nirodha, which is from Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. It says that which helps you to stop modification of your mind. That is yoga. It might be anything. It might be any art. It might be any dance. It might be any cooking. So if you are coming out from the space and the time, that is yoga. So are we doing that? We are always into the postures. So how, that is called, whenever you do the postures, that is called Hatha Yoga. Now you have to understand what exactly the Hatha Yoga is. As a beginner, whenever you wanted to start yoga, you have to start the yoga with Hatha Yoga, which is called movements. There are two words, Ha and Ta. Ha is the positive energy. Ta is the negative energy. Ha is the solar force. Ta is the lunar force. Ha is the right side of your body. Ta is the lunar, left side of your body. The first of all, once you cleanse your bowel, the first thing is to release the tension and the stiffness in your body. That is very important, because once you wake up from the bed, the body is very, very tight and more relaxed. Then you have to release the tension and then you have to energize. How do you energize? You can do the sun salutation or some of the dynamic postures and end with the static postures. The static postures represents the static in your mental state. Bring the calming down effect in your mental state. So always make sure that you can practice 5 to 6 rounds of the sun salutation in the morning to energize yourself, to create a heat in your body, to get a direct effect of pranic energy from the sun. Then you end the practice with the static postures to create the lunar effect. The mental state has to be calmed down, more relaxed. You can do the sun salutation as a dynamic practice. Then static postures, you can do the simple forward bending, simple backward bending and simple twist. Okay, it will take aram say 30 to 40 minutes. Okay, then after that you can rest yourself in 5 minutes in Savasan. Savasan is the corpus, dead man pose. After waking up from the corpus pose, you can do compulsory breathing technique. The breathing technique, which we call it as a pranayama. What is pranayama? Prana, which means the life force. Ayama, which means the expansion. Basically, the pranayama, which means the expansion of the life force in your body. By practicing different breathing technique, you are going to activate the life force. By activating the life force, you will be getting more energy, more awareness and the more vibration. So there are different kind of breathing techniques are there. According to the yoga philosophy books, it says that more than 2000 techniques. So we can't learn all the 2000 techniques. Rather than, we can take very simplified techniques. For example, if you are always feeling lethargic, you can take Kapalbhati. It's a dynamic breathing technique, which will give you activeness in your body. So whenever if you are climbing the mountain, maybe if you are tired, if you don't have any foods, you can do the Kapalbhati. You can activate your sympathetic nervous system. Okay. Then if you wanted to relax, maybe you cannot able to sleep properly, your sleep is disturbed, then you can do the breathing technique of activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is called Ujjayi breathing, which is the ocean sound. Then if you wanted to find a balance between the both nervous system, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, you can do Anulom Vilom Pranayam, Nadi Shodhan Pranayam. So the whole yoga is totally incomplete without the practice of pranayama. Because I said you in the beginning, it is going to expand the life force. You may can ask me how you can expand your life force. Now you can look at the example. For example, if you see the dog, how does the dog breathe? The dog breathes very fast. Fast breathing technique. What is the lifespan of the dog? 15 to 20 years. Now you take the example of the turtle. How does the turtle move? A turtle moves very slowly. And if you see the breathing pattern, it is totally different from the dog. And what is the lifespan? There are some turtles lives more than 500 years. That is the important technique which is inside the yoga pranayam, which is called kumbhak. That is what the turtle is doing. It will take a deep breath and it hold the breath for a long time inside the sea. And it will come back and release it. Again, it will take a deep breath and it will go back. That is how the pranayama has to be learned in a very systematic way. It will take more than 10 years to experience the high effect of the pranayam with the Anulom Vilom, which we call it as a Nadi Shodhan Pranayam. Okay. Then you can end up your day with a short meditation. The short meditation, how do we meditate? You can meditate on the breathing. You can meditate on the sound, you can meditate on the body. So for example, first meditation technique on the breathing. So meditation technique on the breathing, when you go to the bed, you can close your eyes, sit in a comfortable sitting position. Just observe the breath on the tip of the nostrils, how you are breathing in and breathing out. Initially, the breath will be very, very, very gross. After 10 minutes, the breath goes very subtle so that your mind calms down. The second technique, body rotation or body consciousness. You close your eyes, you scan your whole body from the top of the head to the tip of the toes, tip of the toes to the top of the head. If you do this technique, what happens? You are energizing. You are just receiving or sending the pranic energy through your mental energy, which is called Ida. Then the third technique, you can do the practice with observing the silence, Mauna. No gadgets, just keep away from all the gadgets. Just try to be calm. Whatever the things which is coming up on your mind, just be a witness, just observe. If you do any one kind of this meditation, what happened? You are just clearing all the junks. How do you clear your kitchen every day? Like that, you are clearing all your junks from your mental state. You can just lead peaceful and happy life. Wish you all have a very great day. Thank you for listening to this.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Muthu. That was amazing. Thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed that, everyone. What a brilliant little masterclass on yoga and breathing. And I hope you do practice it. And thank you for listening.